This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Justice Department says it will review the conviction of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. She was found guilty of helping someone gain unauthorized access to voting equipment in 2021 and sentenced to 9 years in prison. The federal Justice Department does not have the power to overturn a state conviction, and it's unclear what difference a review would make in the case. Peters has filed an appeal in federal court. Sheriff's deputies in Fort Collins shot a man early Monday. Here's CPR's Haley May.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says it all started with a traffic stop when they told a woman they'd pulled over to get out of the car. She listened, but her male passenger did not. Instead, he hopped into the driver's seat and led deputies on a chase until he crashed into a ditch. The deputies say the man then got out of the car and approached them with a knife before jumping into their empty patrol cruiser. One deputy shot the man as he began circling them. The deputies provided first aid, and the suspect was taken to the hospital. Haley May, CPR News.
The director of Colorado's Bureau of Investigation is retiring after he was cleared in multiple investigations. Chris Schaefer faced several complaints from Bureau staff, including allegedly looking the other way after a friend in the department used a racial slur. Schaefer says he was not asked to step down and wanted to wait until his name was cleared. Schaefer and the Bureau have also been dealing with a controversy over the actions of a laboratory scientist accused of falsifying records in hundreds of cases. The body of a Denver area snowboarder missing for weeks at Vail Mountain has been found. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
The disappearance of Connor Gill during a snowstorm February 14th made national news, and the 26-year-old's picture was shared widely on social media. Heavy snow complicated a massive search effort. The Vail Daily reports that Gill's body was finally found late last week after temperatures had warmed. The coroner has not released a cause of death. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.